Up trending.
Well, sure I do.
You don't have to do anything.
We know what we're going to do. Well, we know one thing, Jeff. We're going to have fun, right?
Oh, we're going to have fun. We're all going to sit here and we're all going to have fun today.
Could someone turn me up?
Oh, it's not plugged in.
Could someone plug me in?
Jeff's in charge of the plug.
All right, we're about to get plugged into the Matrix. You guys ready?
Chick doesn't even have his head. Yeah, they're not even on.
All right, here we go. There's no going back once we're in.
Whoa.
There it was.
Did you watch The Matrix over the weekend, Chick? You threatened to.
I did not. I rewatched.
You rewatched.
Wicked Men, You Face the Tick.
Really?
Oh, the whole season.
Did you watch Stranger Things?
Seven episodes, isn't it?
Nine episodes. Okay. Yeah.
Did you watch Stranger Things?
I started the first
Liar.
Episode.
Did you?
I finished it.
Don't say anything.
How many episodes are
I'm only halfway through eight.
Oh,
okay.
It is so good.
You binged it this weekend?
Yes. In like a day.
Stranger Things.
The whole thing about Stranger Things is we can only watch it when it's Max and I. We can't watch it when Addie's around.
Don't get sucked into that.
I've heard it's not that strange.
No, for Addie it is.
Don't get sucked into.
It's not strangest things.
We're having
though.
Two conversations across the table.
That's okay. Go ahead, guys.
That's our bread and butter. Various breads and butters. I'm going to do the Tick this whole episode. You know that.
I love it.
It's a good impression.
I love it.
We need to get Patrick in here.
Who is his partner, the flea? His sidekick?
Mothman. What a marvelous uniform.
I need to put a little.
Okay, Jeff, go. Hurry before they start talking again.
Because if you're.
What's the problem?
You son of a piece
citizens!
Of if you watch a series with someone, you can only watch it when you're with them. So you can't. It's so hard to find time when you both can watch it.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
So you claim it as a solo.
Okay, yeah. Well, you said that you.
Solo endeavor.
You were watching it and someone fell asleep or something. Is that what happened?
She'd already seen it. So she. Oh. Yeah. But I was. Oh. Yeah, I was just watching it on my own. So she was just sleeping and I was just watching it.
Perfect night.
Now, was she...
Were you guys in bed?
Touching you on anyone?
Couch.
Oh.
No. And I just turned... I just brush her face and... Sweet.
Sweet baby angel.
Sleep well, young princess. Tomorrow's another day.
It's not... You can't say sweet baby angel.
Oh, yeah, that's right. No. Sweet baby angel. That's right.
She's
I'm
dead.
Sorry.
She's dead.
We killed
she's
her.
Dead.
That's right.
In our hearts.
Yeah. Let's start this thing.
You're calling me?
Let's do it.
That's right. Do what that boy says right now.
All right, let's do it. Oh,
let's do this.
I was so ready.
Oh, yeah. Hi, welcome to the Chick McGee Show, a Podcast One presentation. That's Jason on the control board.
Glad to be here.
That's Jess on her phone. That's Jeff on the water bottle.
Careful with those water bottles. They're over... I think they do it on purpose.
I'm telling you, they do it on purpose. So that you get water all over you.
If you freeze that, it's going to bust and go everywhere.
Because somebody said the water doesn't go to the top. And they go, oh, yeah?
You want it to the top?
Oh, it'll go to the top. So every time you unscrew it, water goes flipping everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday, Jeff and I took the ladies to the radio station. And... Well, Monkey and Ruby and I were there first, and I stole the punch bowl from the green room of the Bon and Tom show.
No.
And it's a plastic punch bowl, and I put it in the grass and fill it up with bottled water so they can have water to drink.
Oh, okay, sure.
So as soon as little Nora Jones gets there, she goes up, starts drinking the water, and puts her feet in the punch bowl.
Oh.
So this one says... I've been to this party before. You invite some girl and she puts her feet in the punch bowl.
That's what they do. I don't know.
Girls are dumb.
Yeah. Very rude.
So do you know how many times Chick said that since Jeff said that?
Oh, just since that on like sets.
Yeah.
Because
I mean.
In the last 24 hours.
I told
hours.
You yesterday on the phone. I remember though.
What?
That I told you that yesterday on the phone.
Yeah.
And I told you when you got here and now just now. It's a funny story.
How many different people are you talking to on the phone on a regular basis right now?
On a regular basis?
Yeah, on a regular basis. Like every 48 hours, how many people have you spoke to on the phone?
Can we all write down a number right now?
Griffin called before you guys got here. Let's see.
I talked to him two days ago.
Do you talk to him on the phone or do you guys just text?
Let's see.
You guys only
Jeff
text?
Doesn't do phone.
Okay,
no.
11:40.
Strictly text.
Griffin, I called Gio. Then I talked to you yesterday, and then these unknown numbers, and then Coffee, and then Josh, CVS, of course. John Kessler likes to check in every now and then. He's made the podcast. Congratulations. We can cut that off. Greg Warren, I talked to Greggy.
How's he?
He's good. He talked to my doctor, had a couple words for him, and... my real estate agent, Monkey Ruby Doctor.
I answered an unknown number the other day. And
you answered?
It was a
computer, wasn't it?
No, it was
mistake.
Not a computer.
It was a mistake.
So
it was
to...
not a computer. It was some politics asking for some money because I've donated in the past.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Maybe we should stop there. We're right in the middle of a presidential election coming up in November. We've got our candidates. And someone in this room decided it would be a good idea to donate to the Democratic candidate.
What? Well, I didn't. I very specifically did not say a party. And also, also, I have not.
But I agree with what you said when you said, and obviously, well, I don't know if we want to talk about this.
Go ahead. I don't. I mean, if people, whatever. Go. Do it.
No, so I donated $19 to Clinton's campaign.
Oh, because no.
Oh, this is true. This will save the whole. This saves the whole thing.
Which part? Which time? Because every time only time he's ever donated is when you get something in return. You're like entered in a chance to
win.
Right.
Yeah, but so you sent me the email that said you have a chance to meet Mr. and Mrs. George Clooney.
You can go to a private party at Mr. and Mrs. George Clooney's house
if you
donate $19
now. $19. Now,
you're not going to get
click,
picked.
Click, 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 click,
so
click, click,
click. So I donated $19
three times,
something like that, just to, increase my odds.
Yeah.
So ever since then, I'm getting these threatening emails now from...
why aren't you donating?
Well, it's like, where are you, Charles? Stuff like that.
I've tried to contact you. Yeah, there's a...
And Chelsea emailed me.
Chelsea emails
you. And it's Charles, it's Bill.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Really?
It's great.
Amazing.
It's really entertaining.
Is Hillary sending you these from a personal account? Is that...
Hillary texts me.
That's a good point.
I'm on the text alerts and Hillary texts.
No shit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
really?
She does.
Well, that's kind of cool.
But there's sometimes I text back and say, what was it? I did have a conversation. I text him back the other day. And
you can actually text back?
No, I don't think you do. So, no, here it is.
What was your original question?
We're going to send Hillary to the White House. We can't quit now. Chip in $19 automatically. And I said, it's almost midnight. Don't text me this late.
Hey, I got text from some...
I love that.
Have you guys ever gotten this text? Like, it's a flash sale. And the Apple.com.
No, I don't think that's real.
And down at the bottom, it's
Apple
like,
doesn't have sales except for day after Thanksgiving.
And then it says block. This isn't on your contact list. Block this if you want. And I go okay. So I blocked it. Then I got another one during the show.
I blocked it again, and I haven't gotten
another one.
That's not
so
real.
That's not real, right? Okay.
Yeah,
so to answer your question,
but then so I said it's almost midnight. Don't text me this late. And they said, we're sorry to see you go. I think because it said, don't text like that in the thing. Sorry to see you go.
Automated.
Yeah. And I said, you can text me. Just don't text me after 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
That's funny.
They didn't respond.
You might be off the list
they
at this
say,
point.
No, they haven't. Yeah. Nothing. Mm-mm.
How do you feel about, you don't have a home phone anymore, do you, Jess?
No.
Okay. I do still.
Yeah, we did. I mean, up until like a month ago.
And you would get solicitor
calling
you.
The time.
Would you answer them?
Sometimes.
I'm curious how your process goes.
No, I rarely answered the home phone anyway because chances are if it's somebody that I want to talk to, they'd call my home phone and then they call. No, actually, it would be they call my cell phone and then call
then
my home,
call
phone.
The home phone.
Yeah, so if you call my home phone first, but I'll answer it. And no, it's.
What about a solicitor?
Always political. Yeah, I would sit and talk to him. I mean, if I had time.
Here's my problem. Here's what happens every time with me. When I finally go, I'll answer one of these.
Mm-hmm. I didn't have caller ID, so I didn't know.
Yeah, well, I didn't either. It would just say toll free or just Indiana or wherever. And I'd pick it up and I'd go, hello.
Uh-huh.
There'd be the pause. Click, click. Then they go, mm-hmm. hello.
Yeah.
That drives me nuts. Mm-hmm. And my standard operating procedure is to explain to them how a conversation and a phone call works.
Mm-hmm. Put them like through it. Give them a little up.
And I think I had my best one just last week. Mm-hmm. And I think by the end of it, I felt bad because I was talking down to this lady.
And you didn't mean to personally talk down to
No.
her. Because they have a script.
No, they do, but why would the hello be the first thing out of their mouth?
It's their job.
No, I don't think it
no,
is.
No, hello. Hello? Hello? Is not, that's not
it's,
worth it.
It's, but yeah. it's a, hello? I'm like, okay, here's what happened.
They
you
just dial
me.
Until somebody answers.
They
I don't care.
They don't dial.
I
There's
don't
a
care.
Machine yeah, right, dialing, sure. and then when they see someone's picked up,
if
then they
want
give
me
it an
to
operator.
Have a conversation with you, act mm-hmm. like you called me. I know mm-hmm. you personally, you know, Karen didn't call me.
Damn it, Karen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you got to bring Karen into that.
That's,
damn it.
That's just
but act
mom.
Like you did.
No, yeah, because I understand. Because
I'm not
going
to respect you, whatever it is you're trying to sell, if you can't, yeah, even, if you can't even operate a phone conversation.
I've already decided. They're turning us down.
Maybe she was going for the Mrs. Doubtfire. Hello.
Hello. No, but when, yeah, but when you say hello, because that's, but it, you know what? That's actually very. It's a very child way because you naturally think that if someone, like if you say hello, and I know that when my kids have called places, they'll say the person on the other line will go hello, and my kids will go hello, and then they look at me like, what do I say now? You know, and I was like, well, you don't say hello. They say hello. Yeah. They're greeting you. You identify yourself. That's the next step.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. Hi,
well, but,
this is.
Hi, this is Karen.
But yeah. doesn't everyone know? Well, I guess not.
What?
They wouldn't, I mean, if someone called, wouldn't, let's say, if someone calls someone now, when you look at your phone, you know who's calling, right?
Not on your home phone.
I guess so. What was your, so my answer is Josh is finally, Josh Arnold has become a permanent part of the.
Go
How
wow.
did we get
the
there?
Nope, you did. That was a mid thought that
there
you turned
no
into
segue.
A conversation.
So
you did not.
My calls. That's exactly no. So now okay. that he's in town,
mm-hmm.
Have increased.
I texted Josh yesterday. He came over and had lunch. We went to a movie.
What'd you make him?
Yeah. Grilled chicken.
Did you guys go see Bourne?
Oh.
No, we turned. We went to see something that no one else would go see with us.
Oh, cool.
Lights Out.
Sounds like a fun evening.
It's a very scary. Yeah, the first thing I did, I walked in. I said, Jeff, did you hung out? You weren't alone last night, right? He's like, no, I had a pretty good evening. Why? And I go, Josh and I went to a movie and I forgot to invite him.
Yeah.
Did you forget?
Oh,
but
oh,
didn't you guys already spend Saturday together?
Friday night. I had
Friday
dinner
night,
with them.
We had Flatwater. Yeah, that broke up early too. I was, yeah.
But I took the dogs out, or we took the dogs and he goes, hey, we're going to go to the movie later if you want to come.
Oh, and then he never followed up.
Never followed up.
Were you watching Stranger Things last night?
No.
Oh.
I finished that Saturday.
Oh.
Wow, and you did.
In the middle of the
last
day?
Night.
What time of day did you finish
I it? Finished it at...
Oh, speaking of forgetting things.
Episode 8 was 4 o'clock to about 5, and then I went downtown. But yesterday I watched the show Last Chance You, which
know.
Is... It's like
a documentary.
It's a document. Yeah, it's like a basically hard.
Is it a series?
Yeah, it's okay. Basically Hard Knocks for college football, junior college football, and it is.
Oh, cool!
It is so good. The way
so
they,
good. What's it called?
Last Chance U.
Last Chance U. Oh,
it's like these badasses.
University.
Who can't,
got
know,
it.
Yeah.
Can't,
got it.
I guess the way you explained it.
Yeah,
they can't catch on anywhere else because of their attitude. I guess
they've had a bad attitude. They got in trouble with the law or.
Oh.
Grades
are probably a little easier to slide by.
But there's
problems with authority.
There's one kid. His name's Ollie, and the way they present him
sounds like a badass.
Oh, he's like a defensive tackle. He's just amazing. He just wreaks havoc. And the way they present him in the first 3 episodes, he's a clown and
mm-hmm.
he just can't take anything seriously. And then they finally go back to like his hometown, and it shows you that like his dad one night knocked on. The family's trailer, killed his mom, ran off, shot himself, and it's just like the stuff they go through is. I'm only on episode 3 or 4, but it's only getting better. It's so good.
Is this a Netflix? What is this?
Netflix.
I was
the
same way
in
high school. I just didn't take it seriously. I could have been a.
Why don't all the other stations and channels
badass.
And apps go away? Netflix.
Yeah,
what
just
else
Netflix.
Do you
just throw
Netflix.
It all onto
all
the Netflix.
Netflix. Would people tell me like? Oh, it was you. Shit, sorry. Okay. I'm watching this really great series. Oh, yeah, what is it? Is that Netflix? No, it's TNT. Who the fuck still watches TNT?
Like the NBA playoffs? Okay. Oh, they're all on TNT.
No, but here's what I do. Here's what Mr. Stupid does. It's on TNT, but what she's talking about is a show called Animal Kingdom.
Yes.
Which I really like, and I told you about it. Mm-hmm. I
do remember the movie when you told me it was.
I really love the movie. It was an Australian movie, and it was really quirky and odd. And the lady who played the matriarch in the movie got nominated for an Academy Award. And Ellen Barkin plays the mom
in
the TV
Ellen
version,
Barkin.
And she's great. And but I got tired of watching the commercials on TNT, so I bought it off iTunes.
Yeah. That's the way to go.
So it's
poor rich man.
Things are tough. So I average maybe one or two phone calls. Phone calls, actual being on the phone, probably one a day.
Really?
Yeah. Well, actually, because of the house and all that junk.
Oh, yeah.
Probably two or three times more last week, but
sure.
Other than that.
In the last week,
uh-huh.
I've turned the TV on, I think, once.
Yeah?
And it was a 10:30 at night, and I caught a Seinfeld episode.
Did your families keep the television on even when no one was watching it?
My parents were big TV people.
Yeah.
Mine did.
They still, my parents are watching TV right now.
Even,
I'm pretty sure.
Even when Grandma and Grandpa would visit, on the rare occasion they would come to London, that TV would be on.
Was your TV on just like,
oh,
on,
yeah.
And nobody was watching it ever?
I wish the TV raised me a little better, but yeah. No, it pretty much always on. Yeah.
Always on?
Yeah. Always on something.
My mom, yeah. I think maybe, I don't know. My mom always had the television on. Like, even if we left the house, the television was still on. We come back and the TV would still be on. And then the TV's on. And I promise to God, there are times now that I think I call her and she goes and stands next to the television, turns it up, and then answers the
That's
phone.
That's one of the funniest things.
What?
I don't know.
This was not a long time ago, but this was maybe 4 or 5 years ago. Jess calls me out of clear blue sky and she's going, "You will not fucking believe this."
Stop.
And I'm like, what are you talking about? It's like, every time I call my mom, it's like she's calling from a nightclub. It starts out okay, and then the music gets loud, and there are like people, and I don't know what she's doing.
And she still has the one phone somewhere where it's just like, I'll be talking to her, and I think maybe she's and then she puts it on her cheek, and then I can't hear it for a second, and then it's just like, Mom, everything you just said in the last 19 seconds, I didn't hear. Well, why didn't you say something? I did, but you didn't stop talking long enough to hear me.
Well, a lot of people just like to hold their phone. They don't. It's all speakerphone. Speakerphone or no?
I only do. I do speakerphone now with one person because she's made it clear to me that I make odd noises when I have the phone next to my ear. So I talk on my speaker.
I don't. It sound. Can I say? Like, it sounds like he's pleasuring himself while he's on the phone, and I don't exactly stuff like that. Yeah, stuff like not. Yeah, it's just it's very close, and then it's.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
But it's odd. It's like a but maybe it's the inhale more than it is the exhale. Maybe it's stuff like that. See? But it's like in high def. And
you
I'm
know,
like, what
if this were the Tick, Arthur would say, "Hey, no offense intended." And the Tick would say, "None comprehended." So I immediately click on the speaker. I forgot. I don't know, a couple of days ago you called me and I was on the phone. I go, oh, geez, I've been on the phone. I switched over to speaker right away. Okay.
You make me sound like such a tyrant.
No, you're a benevolent ruler.
Go ahead.
I saw Patrick Warburton when I was on vacation.
You really?
P-Dub?
In person?
He's the on-screen safety guy for the Soarin' ride at Epcot.
Huh.
Well, you know.
And he has been for years, I guess, because he was with the California ride. Now it's around the world, but it's the same thing. It's very Patrick. It's good stuff.
Well, you know, they're making a new Tick.
No, they're not.
They're making a new movie. But Patrick Warburton is not the Tick.
What is it?
It's some British fellow. I'm
what?
Not sure.
Gross.
Josh is trying to talk me into watching it. I might give it a chance.
It's a movie?
Yeah. August 19th on TNT, I think, or something. Or maybe it's Amazon. Maybe it's an Amazon.
Well, thing. Jess isn't going to watch it.
No. TNT. Who the hell watches TNT anymore?
Sorry, Mr. Turner. I'm sure he owns lots
he's
of
got,
other things.
He's got enough money.
So Warren Sapp, your boy.
What about it?
He got bit by a shark.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
He didn't even call me.
He reached. You know what? You know how it happened?
What? What happened?
You know, the last time Warren Sapp was in the news, it was an argument with two prostitutes out in the hallway of a hotel. You know that, right?
Don't judge.
Anyway, Warren Sapp's a terrible human.
You only had two prostitutes to talk to, you'd talk to them too.
Warren, pay the ladies. First of all, if you want to do that. Yeah, they were haggling over price. That's absolutely what
Wheeling
it
was.
Maybe they weren't worth it. Maybe they weren't worth it.
Anyway,
I saw that on a bumper sticker at the tattoo shop the other day.
It was
hagglers deserve shitty tattoos, something like that. If you try to haggle,
which would you rather get in a fight with, a shark or two prostitutes?
That's a tough one. Anyway, he was lobstering. He was lobstering, chum, and.
What happened?
That's a double joke. That's like six jokes. Yeah. Chum, lobsters. No, he was.
Oh my God.
He was out on a boat, catching lobsters, and he saw a shark over the boat, and he reached down,
tried to grab that shark,
and he told everybody, "I'm going to grab this shark."
How big was it?
It was a nurse shark.
Sharks aren't that dangerous.
But I guess they're not that dangerous.
What did you say? A what shark?
A nurse shark, like Dr. Nurse shark?
Like it had its bachelor's or just had its RN? Which one?
I don't think the shark could prescribe.
Is it CNA?
What is it?
CNA? What is it? A nurse shark. Mm-hmm. So it's like 5 feet long. Like as long as me.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a pretty big shark, right?
Easy.
Never seen a shark. I've never seen one.
Oh, yes, you have. You've seen sharks at the zoo.
In a zoo aquarium,
did you touch
it?
Do you touch the sharks at our zoo?
I saw a barracuda. No.
Barracuda.
You know, I used to be Led Zeppelin a lot. Technically, I'm still certified to scuba dive.
Whoa,
that doesn't expire.
Nope.
How long does that last?
That's bull.
That doesn't expire.
Lifetime? It's a lifetime?
No way.
Patty certified scuba diver right
no
here.
No way.
What? And you don't have the license plate on the front of your car or anything?
As I... Divers down. Divers do it deeper.
Seriously, divers and vegans, they won't stop. They won't stop. They make sure everybody knows.
No. You know who else? You know what? Somebody should make a study of Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was a point when... people wouldn't shut the hell up about Netflix.
Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't understand it. I like, leave me alone. You had to order CDs, DVDs, whatever the hell they were, and they mail them to you. You got to mail them back. All this crap going on.
Oh, yeah, that part.
Yeah.
Remember Shashi had
Netflix. But then they had
Netflix.
Redbox.
It's
yeah.
like, you got to get Netflix. I'm like, no, what are you guys, Scientologists? Leave me alone. Then when they started streaming.
When they did it here,
because
yeah,
they
way
were,
better.
When they.
That's way more better.
They bottomed out because, and then they came back.
Good. You did so good. That was a great story.
It started off so well, and I really thought I had a point there.
Sometimes he gets a little too excited. His brain's already had the thought. It's getting it out.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes my mouth does not work. That's true.
So Jeffy was late getting to the podcast. We started a little late today.
Yep. Okay. All right.
So
rub it
maybe
in.
We should talk about when we're going to start from now on.
Okay. All right.
Just so we're clear, we were all decided that today was the official, like, professional start date, right?
With Podcast One, yes.
With Podcast One. This was official. So we all were going to be here at 11 o'clock, and that was the plan. Because Jeff said that he doesn't want to go home and take a nap, that he would rather just steam, like, just keep going.
You know,
going.
That is, that's,
he
yeah,
did
that's
say
the
that.
Reason we
and
came
that,
up with
so we were all
o'clock.
This. And then all of a sudden on Saturday, I get a phone call that Jeff has a dentist appointment at noon. And just so we're clear, your dad is your dentist, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just making sure that all this is, I just want to hear I just wanted to make sure my story was right.
So we had the hard open for Podcast One, Chick McGee Show.
Hard.
This is a hard open.
This is a very hard open.
July was our soft open.
July was
a
soft.
Right.
Yep.
But vacation got in the way. So
I can't think of a better time to move than during the hard open of a podcast. Go ahead.
Right. When does the hard open expire? Like, oh, this is a hard open.
I think this week.
We've been open.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
First week?
Maybe by the time I move, we'll be open.
If we actually do three podcasts this week,
what does that mean?
Will conclude our hard open.
Okay.
Well, yeah, why wouldn't we?
I don't know. It's only Monday. Who knows what the rest of the week's going
to
bring?
It's only Monday, and things already kind of were off to a weird start.
Uh-oh. Jeff, I think as Chick McGee of the Chick McGee Show, maybe I should give you a chance to
Explain yourself.
Okay. So last week, my dentist sends out text messages.
Okay, now just
it's
to be clear.
It's
your dad. It's your dad.
He's a dental professional, my dentist.
Dr. Vibbert.
His office sends out text messages, and they send them out like every other day. Like,
until you respond.
You got an appointment, yeah. Confirm. And I'm not responding to it.
Wait, they want you to respond? It's not just a friendly reminder?
They want you to say...
They want you to confirm, okay.
Please reply C to confirm or P to get a call from us.
P to get a call?
Yeah, I don't know.
What's the... Oh, P for phone. Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
I could have sat here for the next 2 days yeah. and not come up with P for phone. So my first thought was P for pussy.
Pussy. If you want some other.
And then it says stop to end messages. So I'm sitting on the back porch with my dad 2 days ago.
Okay.
Little Nora Jones running around.
Wait a minute, does your dad call you boy at any point?
Chief. Hey, Chief.
Oh, God. So I can't imagine calling.
Look,
my
Chief,
son, Chief.
Yeah,
Nancy or Stephanie or Tina or what? Betty, whoever has been trying to get a hold of you, Chief.
Yeah,
is that the way it went?
So they were messaging me, and then this morning I get one saying, "Hey, you have an appointment. Please reply C P to get a phone call." So I respond back, just. Fuck you.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, just I'm like, I wonder if a robot if a robot gets these.
Well, if anyone can do this for all of us.
Right, right.
It is.
If anyone can get away with it.
If your dad's a dentist, because yeah. he's not going to go, Chief,
so
let me talk to you for a second, Chief. You had Betty in tears here this morning. I don't know if you know that or not, but.
So I get a response back from that. Happy fucking Monday to you too, asshole. See you at 11. So real people see those if you ever respond.
And they knew it was you.
They knew it was me. Yeah, okay. No, they know it's me. It's
so
not...
did you go in there and figure out who that was?
Yeah, it was, there's two Courtneys in there. It was Courtney and Courtney. They saw it and like, oh, hey, morning. How's it going?
That's on TNT, is it? Courtney and Courtney.
Courtney and Courtney.
Yeah. The private eyes.
So obviously they have a different texting system than the Clinton campaign.
Yeah, the Clinton must be a little different.
Clinton campaign, I think, is a little bigger scale.
A little bigger, a little more automated.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fuck you. Or maybe the Clinton people were just like, oh my. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Anyways, but yeah, so I got that. And then I went in there. And my dad, for those of you who don't know, he has a very, very full mustache
mm-hmm.
and long hair. I took a picture before I went in there. Here, I'll show it to Chick. But, that's my videos.
Oh, damn.
Can we see any of those?
Damn,
so I took this picture. If you can read the caption.
Oh.
I should have shown it to Jess. She has better eyes.
It's okay.
This fucking hippie is about to put his dirty fingers in my mouth.
Let me see.
So what he did.
Oh, and he
so
didn't
funny.
See.
Yeah.
Your,
oh,
your
you know
dad.
What? That angle, your dad looks like.
He looks like Sam Elliott from that angle.
No, from Eric that angle. Water. Oh, he has those things on his eyes. He kind of looks like who's the great big green guy that loves
the Hulk?
No. The guy who loves like everything's green, electric car.
Oh, Ed Begley.
Ed yeah. Begley.
That's oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Welcome
yeah.
to Jess Mad Libs.
I'm Ed Begley. Ah.
Yeah.
I don't
like
him.
The, I like the Edster.
I don't like him.
So
I don't think he's as green as he liked them. Everybody
does. Do you think your dad has a certain routine different for you, or does he just do the same small talk?
Oh, it's the girl that cleans my teeth, Courtney, and I'm trying to get here at a reasonable time, and she just keeps talking to me. She's like, "Oh, how's your life going? What are you doing? What are you
really?
Up to?" I go, "Just waiting to die, Courtney.
Is she,
let's hurry it up."
Is she?
She has a husband. Yeah. Normally there's like a really attractive one that cleans my teeth. I probably shouldn't. There's an attractive one that cleans. I can say whatever I want. There's an attractive one.
They're both attractive.
No, they both are. But
both
one's
attractive.
Next to me,
one's
that was the
available.
Most.
One's
you're the most
married.
Conflicted person I've ever seen in 30 seconds. That was amazing.
One's married and one's not.
Yeah,
that's
one's my age and is single and she cleans me. But you can tell she wants me. She's so nervous when she's cleaning. She doesn't even talk.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyways,
do you think she's doing that? Maybe she could get a raise if were.
Sure, she's getting a decrease in pay.
No, not pay. You mean he means a raise?
Oh,
raise.
I wasn't meaning that.
Oh, woo. I thought you were.
What's the yeah, that whole thing.
But okay, folks, the future of dentistry is here. I just want to let you know.
So don't curse at your dentist when they text you. Is that your point?
Yeah, don't do that. Okay. But fluoride, you know how they put it in the they put the fluoride in the trays and they shove it in your mouth? Yeah. Now what they do is they just take a little like a Q-tip with some paste on it and they just rub it on your teeth and you just leave. And it's like on my teeth right now. But they're just like
yeah, and they say don't eat or drink anything for 30 minutes or something.
You can eat and drink instantly now. Really? Yes.
Is there fluoride on that?
It's fluoride.
How do you feel about fluoride?
I'm off fluoride. I am very much against it. And yeah, and
clogs your third eye.
And I have noticed actually recently that I think it affects her more than it does.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and one of our doctors said affects my daughter more. Another doctor said, like, don't use fluoride, don't use fluoride. But my dad's girlfriend is a hygienist, and she's just like, make sure you use fluoride.
Yeah. So well, fluoride at a very low dose is good for your teeth.
Yeah, on your teeth, I think it's
on your teeth. But they say don't ingest it.
Yeah, no.
Even
it's in your water, isn't it? I mean, it's even in our water.
Small doses.
Very small.
My brother just started. Our water, chum.
My brother just started going to a
healer,
holistic dentist, or I don't know what she does, but she's taken all of the fillings out of his mouth and replaced them with the other
wood?
Stuff. No, I don't know what they
would.
No, but the
teak. I would guess something
because your
hearty.
Fillings are what's that stuff you guys used to play with when you were little?
Mercury. Yeah, I've got.
So he'd say he's had all the mercury fillings taken out of his mouth.
Three or four in my mouth. I don't think they're mercury.
They have mercury in them.
Silver? They do silver is even better.
Yeah, they do like a plastic kind of thing now.
Yeah, that's the same color as your teeth. You can't see them.
Right.
Well, that hippie doesn't do that, does he?
Oh no, he all gold.
Oh, okay.
Dad, put in a gold tooth.
Oh,
right hand in front.
I would love to be there for that.
So you can see when my mouth kicks open.
Have you guys seen that video of the two little girls eating ice cream just talking at the picnic table? And the one little girl goes, my dad has a gold tooth. And the other little girl turns around and she goes, my dad has diabetes.
Oh, God. I'm eating too much ice cream.
They're like five.
Not what?
It's so funny. I don't know. I know. It's so random. But I was.
What are you watching, first of all?
Fine. I watch Fine.
So is Papa Vibbert, do you ever ask him, hey, Dad, how's business? Ask him the usual things?
Well,
do you use it as a chance to grill him a little bit?
As a young entrepreneur, I like to talk. I like to talk shop, business. I land accounts all day. He cleans teeth. Baxter account. We're landing that right now. We're working on it.
Were you supposed to be a dentist?
I wanted to be whenever I was growing up. I went dentist, cartoonist.
You can draw?
I used to be able to. I don't know. I don't really do it anymore.
Oh, you should.
I gave up my gift.
You should. It operates. It operates the other side of your brain.
I'll swat in the face of God.
This is dentist. First grade career day. I went to school as a McDonald's employee.
All right. Because
my teacher goes, if you don't know math, you're going to work at McDonald's. And I go, first off, I'm in first grade. I love chicken nuggets. That sounds amazing.
That's like you might as well say you could be president of the United States. I'd still choose McDonald's.
Yeah. Right. So I dress up as a McDonald's employee for first grade career day. And and then everyone for career day, the parade, you got to vote to who had the best costume. They got to go in the parade. Everyone voted for themselves, which my outfit was awesome. Yeah. It was funny. That's comedy. It's hilarious. Kids. No one understands that. The dolphin trainer. That's not funny. Mm-mm. But Tommy Moorhead was the only person that didn't vote for himself, which is the guy that I pooped in his house. I talked about last time.
Oh, yeah. The cat. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. But did he vote for you?
No, he voted for his girl, the dolphin trainer, the girl that he liked. He had a crush.
Oh, in first grade?
Yeah, he was just trying to get some pussy. So that's
okay. In first grade.
Yes. Six. Yeah.
You're sick.
So it wasn't like an honorable thing. But he got to go in the parade because he didn't vote for himself, and the girl got to go in the parade because she had the most votes. But
maybe he was just trying to get some one-on-one time.
He was an early scammer. He was figured out the system at six.
Yeah. I have a picture on my phone of the McDonald's employee. I'll show you guys after. But and then no. But you know how you can just like vividly remember things?
Do you actually have a photograph of you in first grade as the McDonald's employee?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, I can't wait. We've got to put this up on the website.
We can put it on our Instagram.
I obviously
do. We have an Instagram.
Your Instagram. We all do. Oh, right. Someone needs to take a picture right now. This is our first official, our hard podcast.
But
hard open.
No. Your heart open.
Heart opening. Why don't you go somewhere else?
You go somewhere else.
It's the way she mumbles it, and it's the way you tell it that makes it funny.
That nobody else knows what we're talking about.
Oh, it's beautiful.
My sisters fight every time they're around each other.
Every time.
Every time. Every time.
I mean, I love your family. Mm-hmm. I love your sisters to death. They know it.
Yeah.
But they act, both of them act totally different when they're ever in 100 yards of each other.
And then throw my mom in there. And and then you have the four of us. And then my brother just doesn't show up. Right. But
if he sees the four of you, would he just turn around and walk away?
There would never be a situation where he would be where the four of us are and not know. But no, he just doesn't come. All of us are together, he doesn't come. But my sisters are just so, like, I have to, like, I go to each of them individually. And like when the party starts, I'll be like, listen, the other two are crazy. If you could just be on my level and we'll be cool and everything will be fine. Just don't instigate anything. And I go to mom, you know, they're young. They don't, you know, they're still trying to figure out who they are. Do all of it. And then that usually helps. Mm. But then there was
buys
one time,
you some time.
Yeah. But there was one time where we were decorating Christmas cookies and my one sister said something crap. My little sister said something shitty. My middle sister said, why don't you just go somewhere else? And my youngest sister, Jenny, couldn't think of anything fast enough. She goes, why don't you just go somewhere else?
And just mumbled it and was
and we
so
laughed
sincere.
So nailed hard. It. So that's what
to
we're
this
that's,
day,
that's the reference. Yeah.
To this day, if you repeat it in any situation, yeah, we're both obligated to laugh really hard. It's really it's still funny.
Yeah.
All right, so here.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're
first
fine.
Grade.
Here's the picture of me as a McDonald's worker, and on Facebook I posted it. And my mom, Karen, this is her comment on the picture. I did not get my comedy gene from her, I don't think. Actually, no, I did. Very funny. I'll take a cheese booger and some fries, please. Was her comment on it?
Booger
killed it, mom. Yeah, really funny.
Aww.
But yeah, that's McDonald's me that I'm passing around right now.
I would not have guessed that was you.
Really?
Yeah, if I would have seen you and you'd have said, here's some kids, I'd have been like, nah, that's not Jeff.
No, that's...
Your lips are oddly pink, though.
Yeah, that's nothing like it. What's other than the pink? Yeah, well, he must have luscious lips coming out of the
womb. Oh, yeah. I was told at the dentist today I have very strong lips.
Which person told you that?
His dad.
Yeah. Papa Vibbert. He touched my knee and told me I have strong lips.
You have a McDonald's hat on. You have
where'd you get all that?
Khaki pants and a white golf shirt with a McDonald's label that says McDonald's, and you've written Jeff on it.
Yeah, my mom went up to the McDonald's.
She did.
Yeah, and got
they
a hat.
They hooked you up. Yeah. Back then they would have.
Oh, yeah, because back in the 90s, everyone was friendly. And now?
Yeah,
we're all on our phones.
I had a cousin who she dressed up like a chicken nugget for Halloween one year, and everybody thought she was a turd.
The irony.
She even went to McDonald's and had her picture taken with the manager and everything. But my Aunt Rosie made her costume, and everybody, everybody thought she was a turd.
I thought you were going to say
so how old
testicle.
Is she?
I bet she was probably 6 or 7.
Oh,
that would be a tough
that,
thing.
Now
a
I
tough,
feel bad.
That's like when I was a
now
kid.
Now I feel bad.
When I was a kid, I grew up in Columbus, Ohio, and the Ohio State Buckeyes, their mascot was a
Bucky.
Bucky Buckeye.
I don't know if that's true.
No.
It is.
But it was a round, it looked like that globe. It was just a round Buckeye.
Yeah, with legs.
With little feet running around. It was just the stupidest thing. And now he's got just the head and he's,
Brutus still stupid.
Brutus, that's it, Brutus. Yeah.
Not Bucky.
And Brutus Buckeye and everybody. I hear you. Yes, OHIO, shut up. Jeez. Okay, calm down. God. Anyway.
How funny would that be if she went into the play place and got stuck as a chicken nugget? And there's there's a turd stuck in the... I'm a chicken nugget!
I'm not a turd. Ooh. Can we take a break? I'm going to the bathroom.
Oh, absolutely. Let's do it.
From Podcast One, this is the Chick McGee Show. I feel like I sucked the energy out of the room with my story.
I think that'd be accurate.
Is that dead on?
Hey, you nailed your thought about, hey, let's not put this on the podcast.
Yeah, that's good.
You nailed that one.
Well, that's
success.
There you go. That's positive. Welcome back to the Chick McGee Show. I'm Chick McGee. My name's on the show.
You know when you have stories like that?
This is the way I'm treated.
Really?
Imagine if we were a bunch of yes men and girls for him. Imagine where he would be.
Oh, he'd be doing great. He'd be fine. He'd be great.
Hang on, you too. Thank you, Jeff.
No problem.
No, when you have a story like that, you know who you could call? Mm. Aunt Karen. She's a really good person to talk to when you want to like get it all out and talk about it.
I don't want to put it on the podcast. But
you don't have to put it on the podcast, but
I don't understand why I didn't. I was excited to tell you guys that information, and it has gone in reverse in a severe way, and I didn't want that to happen.
No, it's not bad. It's frustrating for us because you lost time, like you said. But
and we had to listen to that story.
No, not just now.
Oh, we all lost something.
No, but the unfortunate part was that you were fibbing to us about what you were taking and what you were doing. So sure. That's kind of frustrating. Yeah, we knew something was wrong. We knew something was off, but you were claiming that you weren't doing anything different. So that's what that's where the frustration lies.
Sure. So you know what? I feel like an addict right now.
Mm-hmm. That you came clean and you didn't even know
Am I an addict?
No, you're not an addict.
I have an addictive personality?
No. Yeah, well, you definitely have addictive personality,
what?
But you're not.
What?
No.
He's addicted to the moment.
Mm-hmm. That's true. To the feels.
Mm-hmm. Buddha. I'm addicted to the Buddha. And that Buddha.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
You like quoting Buddha.
Yeah, he's got some good ones.
He's got some good ones.
And the tick.
Destiny dressed you this morning, chum, and fears trying to pull you off your pants. See, it doesn't work. I'm out of the moment. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You ever pump gas with your shirt off?
That was the best thing I've ever seen.
Is that illegal?
I don't know.
No,
I felt like it
driving
was.
Without your shoes on.
It
is illegal.
Doesn't sound like
that's not true. A lot of people have tweeted me and told me that is not true.
It doesn't sound like.
But I'm gonna
that
say
should
it.
Be illegal.
It's not no shirt, no shoes, no ride, mm-mm. No drive.
Although, but. My common sense tells me, what little I have, that static electricity would be drummed up more if you were wearing a shirt. So maybe it's safer to pump
maybe
gas
it's
without
safer.
A shirt.
Is that what you did on the way to your date?
I've never felt more free. Yeah, I don't have AC in my car, and it's been like 90 degrees.
Will you get a car already?
Yeah.
I'm sick and tired. I know how you guys feel about me. I'm sick and tired of hearing about your car.
I'm not having one, and it's Jason's fault that I don't have one. He wouldn't let me get one.
No, this is just like Chick's house thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, remember Chick? The first one he saw, he wanted it. He went, by. This is it. I know it's a little big and it's in a bad spot, but it's all great. And I'm trying to go the same
spot.
I'm going to. No,
it wasn't.
I'm embellishing. Oh. Jeff's the same way. He wants this one car, even though it's not.
A white Ford Escape.
No, it's not white.
Silver.
Silver. He's going silver. But it doesn't have a.
No.
It doesn't have something he wants on it.
You know, you did say that like you were going to go a turquoise blue.
I know. Yeah. I thought you guys were just going to say a totally different car. It's the color. What does it not have? A girlfriend in the passenger seat.
A little shoddy in the passenger seat, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't have a. Okay.
A dog car seat.
I told my brother and my dad about this. I go, yeah, it's a really nice car, but I don't think I'm going to get it because it doesn't have the backup camera.
Oh, does your dad go nuts?
Instantly, they both go, you're being a little bitch. Why do you need a backup camera?
And my whole point in this goes for everyone out there. And sometimes people get forced into decisions they don't want to make because of others or a salesperson.
Right.
Who's buying the car?
You can have whatever you
Jeff
want.
Jeff is buying the car. You can be a bitch about a part of that car. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. It's mine.
Don't
I'm going to have to live with it. I'm paying the money.
Well, what's the difference? Where's your logic, though, that if he wanted to buy a car when you told him not to buy a car, he's the one buying the car, so who are you to tell him not to buy the car?
Because
exactly.
I'm representing what
he
said when
what
we
he
got
wants.
There.
I hired him to represent me at the dealership.
Okay, so you asked him, hey, tell me where I'm going wrong. Help me.
Hey, you know when you do something stupid and I'm in your ear going, don't do that. I told you don't do that. You don't want to do that. You told me to tell you.
Like the most recent thing?
Yeah, you told me to tell you if I do this, don't. That's what Jason's doing for Jeff.
Okay.
And Jeff came back around and goes, you know what? Because I was going to look at a third car. And even then, I said, if that has a backup car, because it was close to my house, does it have a backup camera? Or do you want me to look into it a little bit? He goes, no. It's black. I don't want a black car.
Why?
So he point being, he's got it figured out what he wants.
I just don't know. I've had a black
car. We've
got
to get you a car, chum. That's what you need.
But Jason and I were there, and Jason was amazing. He knows a lot about cars. Pops the hood and goes, ugh. Four to the floor on this one. Right? The flux capacitor. Okay. Yeah. But
who would ever buy a car like that?
He and the guy are reeling and dealing and haggling. I don't know. But before any of this started, we show up and this dealership doesn't have like a front office. They're in little like trailers right now because they're remodeling.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy goes, hey, you guys want some bottled water? And we go, no, we're good. But then he just goes back in and leaves us out there in the sun. He was trying to sweat us out. That was his tactic, to sweat us out. He's like, yeah, you can come in here and do some paperwork once you buy a car and get in this AC. And we were ready to buy whatever he threw at us.
Well, and the car we did get into was scorching hot. Oh. It was facing the south, black leather. It was on fire.
Yeah.
But was it a white car with black leather? That sounds cool.
No, silver.
Oh, silver! Oh, totally.
You like silver?
I just like blowing up whenever someone says.
I think silver is the most popular car color.
It probably is.
I like the charcoal gray. Mm-hmm.
That's his second, I think.
But when I saw the silver on those with the tire shine and the black leather,
I should have taken pictures of you in the car just to have them. I think almost like we were doing a photo shoot. How funny! We're not buying this car, but. We're going to need some pictures.
We're going to need some pictures.
Somewhere there's a picture of me in a convertible at a dealership in like a Mitsubishi. Whenever we won state, they took pictures of us.
Oh,
They put it as an advertisement in their magazine.
Oh, nice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Really? Karen went around and got about 1,000 of them if you want one.
Is it kind of like being the football team in the back of a truck kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah, but we won something. The football team usually just... gets all these nice pictures in front of stuff because they bring in money.
So it's been, 5 days since we looked at that car? I saw you again Friday and you were losing your mind. I want to buy this car. I had to talk you down again.
To buy the silver car?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't have a backup camera.
Right. But it does have rear park where it like beep. Beep, 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 beep.
No,
it does
that's
have
not
that.
Bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Oh, he had to do this exit job.
God.
They crammed those cars in there so tight.
Oh, yeah.
He had to do was it a 9-10 point turnaround out of this lot?
15 point turn.
And you mean like an Austin Powers?
And yes.
Yes, that's what it was. And it was like
I remember that part.
Can we not?
The beeper's going nuts. And he's like, you're good.
Yeah.
No, you're fine.
Do the sound.
Well, see, no, but that's what the beeper, you get a false sense of beeper security.
No, absolutely.
Because the beeper
then
gives
you. Start to know
you, gives
your
you,
beep. I've
got plenty
beep.
Of noise. Oh, I got plenty of distance yet.
Last one, we just
that.
Did this with him. Yeah, but
I got plenty of distance yet. Oh, there's a wham. I got plenty of distance.
Oh, plenty of space. Oh, good. Keep backing up. Keep backing up. Keep going.
And then someone yells at you and gets the stomps away from the car.
Did.
Then another, it was like, did you see what Joe Corey tweeted about?
He's tweeting too much today.
He's out of control. About that story,
he
goes, I was waiting for the tiger to come up and grab Jess and drag her away.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That was pretty funny.
But no, we're gonna, here's what you do about every 5 days. We'll research for the type of car you want. Mm-hmm. And, new stuff will pop up. You know, that car probably got bought over the weekend.
The silver car is not your car.
It's interesting, though, because I this house that I'm moving to, this is the first house that I asked anyone's – I'm sorry. I listened to the opinions instead of just going ahead and doing it. And I was really close to going ahead and getting the giant White House.
Ugh.
I mean, it was like a phone call away.
It had a great studio room. That was it. That was the only thing I had going for it.
But I know what you're... So you're going through with Jason what I went through. Because I really did like the house that I'm going to. I love this house. Mm-hmm. And I wanted you to like it too, just because I respect your opinion. And you are...
Well, the three of us collectively said, whatever the next house is, we're just going to fucking say we like it.
I...
Get it
honestly
over
is that,
with.
Is that happening?
No, it's not true.
Oh my God, my heart was breaking.
No, this is a perfect house for you.
There's something about being validation is big with me. I don't know if you guys know that or not.
Yes.
Okay, but the car we saw had four to the floor. I need that. I don't know what it is, but I want it.
Where are you going to have to wipe your tires off?
Four to the floor is bad.
He's just making up stuff. It did have the turbo. It was a turbo.
I thought it was four and out the door.
I passed some lady with a Massachusetts license plate.
I was egging him on. I'm like, when we turn this corner, let's get on it a little bit.
Yeah, get it.
And Daddy got on it.
Oh, my God. Was it three on the tree? What was that? Three on the tree?
I learned three on a tree. Yeah. Yeah, my dad's old
four
truck.
Four on the floor, three on the tree.
Yeah, we're all going through something big. You know, Jeff's trying to look at a car. Mm-hmm. Chick has done the house thing. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to find new friends. Mm-hmm. Jess, what do you have going on?
It's very funny.
Today was first day of school.
Yes, we're
first day of school.
Yeah, today is first day of school. August 1st. Yeah, I know.
It's insane.
Middle schooler. Yeah, so that's
weird. I still can't get over we get 2 weeks. Okay, the reason going to school this early.
2 weeks in the fall.
Two weeks in the fall, spring. 2 weeks Christmas, and then a 2 week spring break. Give me one of those weeks back. That's all I want.
Yeah, I prefer. Well, that's what we've said.
Fall break only needs to be one. It used to be 2 days.
Yeah.
Now it's 10 days.
It was 2 days. It was a Thursday and a Friday. And you only got Thursday and Friday at Thanksgiving, too.
Yeah.
We only did that. But it used to be like. Max is in seventh grade, and his birthday was the first week of school, and then it was the day after the first day, and then it was the first day, and it's August 11th, and so now here we are. Like, it is just, it's gotten closer and closer, yeah.
The summer harvest isn't even over. The kids need to harvest the crops.
The kids need
How can
to
we
harvest.
Have them coming back to school if the crops aren't
well,
harvested?
Well, if they move college back to school date, then they're going to be in trouble. Yeah. That's true.
Now, they've maintained their schedule.
Oh,
mm-hmm. Are there any school
late
systems
August.
That start when I used to start? Like, right after Labor Day, I'd watch Jerry Lewis and the next day.
I know up in Michigan. I have friends that live in Michigan, and they are Memorial Day, Labor Day.
And because, do they live in a tourist
exactly
town?
Right.
Because of tourists.
Yeah. That's exactly
yeah.
that.
Yeah. So I'm guessing it's very regional.
First week of June, last week of school.
Like, I bet the East Coast is that way. Like, you think so? Like Martha's Vineyard?
I would say
like
above a certain area.
I'm sure
area.
People don't live there year-round, though, do they?
Yeah, probably not.
Just locals.
But there's like, you know, whatever, the Boardwalk Walk in Jersey City or wherever.
Have you ever, whenever we drove, when we were driving through Florida the last time, I feel like there's places in Florida where you're like, this is where people go to run away. Like this is old people and runaways come to Florida.
Go That's work. Why it's so crazy in Florida.
Yeah. Work the Ferris wheel on the pier. That's what I'd do if I ran away.
You did? You would? Where?
Oh,
where would you go? Which pier?
Ooh,
pick a pier.
East Coast.
You
up north. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the winters are cold and frigid.
Yeah. Nobody's around.
And no one's around and I can stew.
Okay, so that's your dream, get away from everyone, start a new life job.
That's my second.
Okay.
Number one is gas station, Wyoming, middle of nowhere.
Okay.
Is that a town? Or do you want to work at a gas station?
I want to work at the gas station and live in the back of it.
I bet you. Somebody look up if there's a gas station in Wyoming or a gas station any state. If there was, it would be in Wyoming. Gas station Wyoming.
I like it.
But and then someone comes in and goes, hey, I recognize your voice. You were on that Chick McGee show. No, that's not me. No, that's you. Yeah.
So what do you do with your time?
Whittle.
You would whittle?
Tinker with stuff around the gas station.
Mm.
Okay.
So you'd be one of those guys that you'd pump. You'd
bookkeeping?
Pump the gas.
Oh, I'd pump the gas.
Oh, you'd pump. Yeah.
Where are the places that you're not allowed to pump your own gas?
Oregon and New Jersey, I think.
That
sounds
it?
Right, yeah.
I want to know, what would you, Chick, what would you do if you could just run away? Where would you, what would you be?
I haven't really thought of it that much. Oceanside, California.
That's not true.
No.
It used to be the middle of Canada.
A hardware store?
I would go a place called Baker Lake in Canada, where right now in Baker Lake, it's 20-some degrees. And
oh, it is not.
Celsius?
It is.
No.
He used to have it on his phone.
It's always cold. I would always check the temperature of Baker Lake and...
Did you go to Baker Lake?
No, I went that far north.
But he didn't go,
You need to go farther west?
Yeah, okay. Where we fished. Sure. Where Maureen and I went to fish, but yeah. It's just always like 10 to 15 degrees cooler than everywhere.
Because I thought that's what you want. You want to work at a bait and tackle shop, right?
Yeah, that sounds
all right. Here's your worms.
Yeah, that sounds all right.
Buck and a quarter.
Yeah. Crawdads.
Crawdads.
You work at a bait and tackle shop, but you won't touch the worms. Like, oh, they're gross. Nope.
And I'd become become very effeminate.
I was just talking about it.
I would be at the bait shop and I would talk with my hands a lot.
Are his hands extraordinarily white today? Don't they look really white?
No, they're extraordinarily wide.
They're like bear paws.
They are like bear paws.
Here's another one of my stories. Strap in, folks.
His palms are longer than his
fingers. Oh, my God, they are.
I know, isn't that weird?
I've never noticed. You're freaking me out.
I've got the stubbiest fingers.
They're almost webbed.
Without being webbed.
And so the last time, not when Bob Schneider was here, the Rathskeller, but when Jeff and Jason and I went to see
Chicago.
When it's Bob in Chicago.
Can you put your hands down?
We talked about, because Bob Schneider, when he was on the show the first time, we bonded over our psoriasis problems. And
Josh Arnold and I got to listen to him talk about that after the show a couple weeks ago.
And my psoriasis has completely disappeared from all parts of my body. I mean, all parts.
Did you have psoriasis on your...
my wiener?
Your nub nub?
My nub nub? We called it dinkus when I was a kid. Is anyone familiar with that term? Dinkus.
We called each other dinkus. We didn't call it a dinkus.
No, I had it on...
it's your wang.
Had it on my elbows. And
so do you think all those medications had something to do with it? So now that you're off of these medications,
something may come back?
They'll dry you up.
You know what? What I've been through the past 6 weeks, I don't care if I get... covered with psoriasis.
No, I think his really is based on his mood also.
My psoriasis tends to flare up depending on how stressed out I am.
Which I don't understand how they are clean right now.
Because he's moving. He's in transition.
I think it's
unfortunate that the heart cath happened and that his medications changed and he tried the sleeping pills and another antidepressant.
And that was a magnificent failure.
He was, all of these things weren't coincidence, but they were. I know that doesn't make sense, but he was going through a transition period anyway. And I think that it just all kind of happened a little bit closer together than he anticipated. But
sure.
I think that
he's an adult. He can take care of it. He can manage all this stress.
No, he can't.
I don't think any stress is a killer. Right?
No. Or if it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. Right? I don't know who said
that. Kelly Clarkson said.
That's right.
Did Kelly start that? I don't know if she started it. It might have been Nietzsche.
She made it famous. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Jess, do you have a getaway job?
I thought that's what I was doing.
What did you say?
Right now? This isn't our getaway.
Being a pot? No.
This right now.
No.
You know what those reminds
this
me
is
of?
This is the three of us. You'll never see the three of us ever again at your getaway job.
This right now, this is hell.
I could see Montana, Idaho, something like that, and just working at a bike shop.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
I could still be social, do something, but have a connection into, you know, getting outdoors and stuff.
I would want to work on the beach, and I would want to rent the paddle boats and the paddle boards and the kayaks. Listen. And just be in the sun all day. For like 13 hours a day, just in the sun, and have that crazy sunglass thing where that thing ties around my head so I don't lose my sunglasses.
Mm-hmm. And it floats if you do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And just be in the sun, talking to people, meet new people, come through every week.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah.
Would you wear sunscreen?
Never.
Yeah.
I would just put coconut oil on my body every day.
Random. I was at the pool, and this lady...
My
apartment pool. And this lady shows up with her two kids, and she is talking to another older lady, and she goes, "Yeah, I can't get in the pool. I got hurt." And on her shin is an open flesh wound that is just like glistening in the sun. It was the grossest thing I've ever seen. And she was just like sunbathing her wound.
Oh, God.
I bet you want to hear my story again now, don't you? Maybe not.
No.
Open wounds are always bad.
So you know on sunscreen?
No, I do sunscreen. I do. I have a very special concoction that smells like coffee and teriyaki sauce.
Do you make your own sunscreen? I feel like you make
your
own sunscreen.
That's what she just said.
I have. But I it's a no, it is.
He's on a roll today. Don't fuck with him. Okay?
It's so I put that on. No, actually I put on my sunscreen first and then I put on this. It's like a deepening thing. So it's like you don't, like I have sunscreen on, but I do also get a tan.
Okay.
I don't get burned. Yeah. Like I'll get burnt once a year. Like right now, I got sun poisoning for the first time in my life over spring break. And my feet were swollen like little baby rhinoceroses.
Oh,
I'd never experienced anything like it before. I was scared to death. But I also have the tan line still from where I was. Yeah, it's where the loop of my swimsuit was tied.
Mm-hmm.
I still have that loop, and that was from spring break.
So you'll need to get over that before you spend all day renting those paddle boats.
I'll get past it. I feel like you get a...
I'll work up
fine.
To it, yeah.
You build up a crust.
Yes.
I would
move somewhere. I would take my kids and we would live in a cabana and we'd just be on the beach. It'd be like the Blue Lagoon.
Whoa, no kids.
No kids?
No kids. It's you.
Well, she's not going then.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, like
if the kids are grown up and then you go.
We have to pretend this is like a parallel universe where I never had children.
Okay,
that's the only way I would ever be able to like not. Because even in my brain, I'm just like, I'm still, even when they're adults, I'm going to go, okay, what is... I ask them now, like, do you see how my parents call me? Do you want me to do that when you're an adult? Like, how would you want me to contact you an adult? Should I text you once a day?
Right.
Or should we do, like, a Tuesday and Thursday schedule? I don't ever want to get on your nerves, but I don't want you to ever think that I'm not thinking about you and worried about you and want to know how you're doing and if there's something I can do for you. So I'm like, can we work out a schedule? I know you guys are like 13 and 11, but can we work out an adult phone schedule now? Because it's just like there's time. No, there's never a good time.
I can ask
you. You're 26. You would know.
And I can feel it. And I don't know if Jason, but I can feel that you're kind of terrified of that time.
And I don't want to. Mm-hmm.
You don't even want to really talk about it, but you need to get it finalized.
Uh-huh.
You need to get something concrete down now.
We don't. I just, and like I told them, I was like, we can try things. We can try different things.
And
like,
how old are they? 12 and 10?
12 and 10. Yeah, they're going to be 11 and 13. Yeah. And and just, I don't know. Because there's,
see, look how nice
I don't
she
talk.
Is.
I know I
yeah.
don't. I don't talk to my dad very. I don't talk to my dad very often. But so maybe that's why when he does call, I do answer the phone, or he'll text me first. Hey sis, do you have a minute?
Mm-hmm.
Can you call me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's usually what it says.
Mm-hmm.
My mother, on the other hand, will call me and she'll let the phone ring and then she'll call again and then she'll call and then she'll say I called you twice and she'll text me and then she'll leave two messages and then she'll call and leave a message and
right
yeah
and it's. Innocuous, probably what she wants.
No, there's something very specific. Oh. Usually, she has to tell me.
Okay,
and I usually won't affect my day, but
sure.
she wants to share it,
sure.
and that's fine. But there's times where I just can't answer the phone, or there's been times lately where if both kids are home, I'm gonna put my phone. I'm turning my phone off.
Yeah.
I'm putting it in the drawer, and I'm done.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. My phone's off in a corner.
Yeah.
When it's at home, it is not on me.
That's good.
It is never on me.
Do you? I sleep with my phone charging underneath my bed because I'm afraid of like the electromagnetic pollution or whatever I could get in my brain.
Ooh. What, would you put it under your pillow?
No, I know people.
It's time to get out of here, Arthur. Let's go.
I know people that sleep with it under their pillow. Sure.
Well, some do. Some do it under the mattress.
I lay
between
it on
the mattresses.
Yeah, but there's apps
I
that
lay it on
figure
my...
out how you're.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
I think
that.
So, yeah. I lay it on the bed.
Your bed does that. Your bed tells you how you sleep. Can I get in on one of those beds?
Sleep IQ?
Yeah, when are we going to get Sleep IQ for the podcast? For podcast one, for the Chick McGee podcast.
Done!
Yeah.
You know what? I think they may have Casper mattresses.
Oh, what are those?
Pretty awesome looking.
Really? All right. I'm going to look it up. I was talking about a new mattress the other day, and guess what popped up on my Instagram? It's like
mattresses.
They know me. No. The yoga mattress.
You can do yoga on it?
I don't know.
Oh, it's a special mattress tilted toward the yoga community.
I guess. No, I have no idea, but I just thought that was interesting that popped up.
You can do yoga on any mattress.
Sex yoga.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of, I brought my...
You did?
I did.
Okay, let's do it.
But you already told me that you guys didn't do it.
Yeah, you all owe me money, so...
Oh, I owe you a dollar.
Da, 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 da.
Oh, you didn't tell me. Chick told me.
Yeah.
I got no cash.
Can you break a 20?
Oh, I have a credit card scanner in my car.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, we can swipe it.
So you guys did it?
So no.
Didn't do it.
So
no,
what are you doing? What
I
is
don't
this?
Know. I don't even know how to read it.
What
but
is
it's
it?
You're supposed to. It's a pendulum.
Oh, mighty pendulum.
Yeah.
I am unfamiliar with all of this.
This is like you ask it questions, and then which way it turns it tells you yes or no. So, but I don't know if you're supposed to hold it, because what if you... So could I hang it on so something you, and we can ask and see if it
we're
does something?
Afraid it's being influenced by the air current? Is
no,
that
by
the
me.
Way?
Yep. Yep. The current. This is a good current. Okay, so...
Is it moving right now at all?
A little bit.
Just barely, but it's okay.
What? Ask me some questions that are like yes or
somebody
no.
Somebody needs to look up the rules for this.
You brought it.
I know, but I don't know. I've never used it. No, I've never used it.
This will be fun. We'll all learn together.
But sounds you ask like, it. It's like so clockwise, counterclockwise.
Jess, you're going to need to post a picture of this because I'll put this up today.
Okay.
A pendulum.
But speaking of, while we're looking for those, Chick was confused today because so last night I was in bed and I was like, man, I want something sweet. And everybody was asleep. And so I went and ate a Nutty Bar, and then I was like, now I'm going to Google things that are sweet until it goes away. And so I got on the Albanese gummy bear website.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was going to like, oh, I'm going to order these. This will be great. Well, I did have my credit card information. I have an account with Albanese, and I had my credit card account. But they had sent me a new card with a chip, so I had a new card. Well, I wasn't going downstairs to get my purse and put the new card
no,
in.
Why would you do that?
So I opened the Amazon app, and... I found them where they would be overnighted or it was next day shipping for free. And so I had them shipped here because I knew I'd be here doing the podcast. And so Chick came home and there was a 5 pound bag of Albanese gummy bears.
And I thank you for that.
It was sick because I just got back from the dentist. And just there's a 10 pound bag of gummy bears.
Yes.
That's true.
It was very exciting.
Sorry, it was, but they're so good. There honestly isn't better gummy
bears. They're made
bears.
Of heaven. I don't. That's
they're
the
never
best I can do.
Like they're never like. There's some that are soft and up front, and then they get kind of chewy at the end. These are perfect consistency all the way through. I like black cherry.
Can I
and wild cherry? Are you gonna go get the bag?
Play that funky music.
Can I take a little bit of a couple of them home?
Yeah,
just like a little bag.
Yeah.
Because right now I feel guilty because I just got home from it. But like when I wake up from a nap, I'm like, oh yeah,
yeah.
Which leads me to a question.
I bet. How do you use your pendulum?
Okay, go ahead.
From the Crystal Tiger. For many people, when the pendulum swings left and right, this can be interpreted as a no. And now it won't fucking load.
It's saying no right now. Right?
No, I don't know. I'm touching it. I'm holding it. I think you're supposed to hold it until you're ready to ask a question. So would you say left and right means no?
Okay, hang on.
Your left or my left?
Hold the pendulum between your thumb and index finger.
Okay.
With your elbow slightly bent at your side. Use the hand that feels most comfortable for you. Relax! Exclamation point.
Relax! Relax, damn it!
It is important to let the natural vibrations of your body move through your hand to the pendulum. The pendulum works like muscle testing or kinesiology. Your subconscious knows what you need to know. The pendulum will show you the answer by picking up and amplifying the subtle vibrations from your subconscious, causing the pendulum to swing. You can ask any question to get a yes or no answer. How to interpret yes or no? For many people, when it swings left and right, this can be interpreted as a no. If the pendulum swings to and fro, this can be interpreted as a yes.
To and fro is towards me and away from me.
To and fro
to
are
and fro.
The... Okay.
No, to and fro.
Okay.
Fro.
You're fro, he's two.
And fro, as in from.
If your pendulum, if it swings elliptically, clockwise, counterclockwise, or in some other gyration, or even stays rigidly still, oh no, get a load of this. You must interpret this as best you can.
Oh, God.
That's what it says.
Here's a hint. Ask your pendulum something that is true.
Okay.
Do you ask yourself and then you answer? No. Who's asking the question?
You're
going to have to hold it for your question.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So I don't know if you hold... I would put it on here because that keeps it still in the...
No, you're supposed to hold it between your thumb and forefinger. You're not supposed to let... No.
Well, it's got to hang somewhat.
No, it...
Hold, oh, I thought you meant to hold the...
Hold the pendulum between
like
your
that.
Thumb
okay,
and
there you
index
go. There
finger.
You're doing it right.
Oh, so you hold
right.
the
you're
top.
Right. Okay.
Yes. And the actual stone.
Yes.
Chick is the expert.
With your elbow slide. I've been doing this pendulum swinging all across the country. My seminars are packed.
Okay.
Thank you, Drew. Godspeed. Okay. And all right. Ask the question is my name Jeff? Is that what you'd ask it? Then let go, I guess.
Is my name Jeff?
Say no. Is that left, right? So that's
no. Oh, it's going to and fro now.
Did it really?
It's going to and fro.
Yeah, because it's doing.
Okay, it just did everything.
It did. It did all the things.
Now ask your pendulum something you know is not true. Is my name Barney? Well, hold it still.
You got to hold it still. Start fresh.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Now.
Are the Patriots a bad team?
I saw your hand move.
That's what I
What?
Here, let me
cheating on that question.
I'm the expert. I've done this seminar all across the country.
You're the worst.
I can't believe we're doing our first real big podcast
with the pendulum swings.
No, I'm fine doing it, but I want it to be over. All of a sudden, I want this to be over.
Is my name Chick?
It just stays there. It's going. It's saying no.
No, it's not. That's left and right.
Isn't left and right no?
Left and right is yes, to and fro is no.
Okay.
It rhymes, Jeff. To and fro, no.
Yeah.
Right. Well,
mnemonic device?
Yes. Am I going to punch Jason before this podcast is over? I can't hold it still enough.
This would be one of those things where we're supposed to...
It's supposed to be the natural vibration.
Facebook Live.
Yeah.
Should have Facebook Live.
We should have Facebook Live.
Somebody
I think... We would have. Everyone would have jumped off by now.
Oh no! You kidding me? There'd be a whole.
Are the Patriots?
You're wiggling it.
is Jason irritated by all three of us?
No, just Jeff.
Nope.
I can't get it to stop.
But I think that's part of it. It's supposed to be the natural vibrations in your body,
gyrations,
influencing.
How about if I lean it up against one of the. I think you have a hard time
being still anyway.
Here.
Don't throw it.
No, it's actually Jeff legit here. We had a question that we wanted.
Did you bang last Wednesday is what you did? Was it Wednesday?
Oh, Wednesday. Oh,
and they went out Thursday, too.
Oh, shit. And
we only asked about Wednesday.
Friday, Saturday.
True.
All right, let's start from the beginning.
Be legit. Don't let it move.
I'm not.
Okay, stop it with your other hand, right?
Yeah, yep. Actually, okay. It comes still.
Yep. Now ask your question to yourself.
See, you have to hold it and ask the question and then let go.
I'm asking it in my head.
Okay.
It's like a birthday wish. I'll give you a birthday wish. I'm not touching it. I'm not.
That's left or right.
I'm not even looking at it. Yeah.
That's yes.
But you haven't asked the question.
No.
I asked it in my head.
To and fro is no.
It has to be external.
Left to right is yes.
The stone is lying. Mm-mm. I'm telling the truth.
How did you word the question?
In your head, we have to know what you asked.
You have to say it out loud.
Did you do a dirty word? Did you say a dirty word in your head? Do a dirty word.
Wednesday after the date, did I fuck? And that's what I said in my head.
So what's it saying?
It's saying yes.
No,
we didn't. Okay, hold on.
Try this.
It's going yes.
Use the term.
Did you do anything?
Use the terms.
I took my fried Brussels sprouts home.
Okay, you didn't use like the Bill term, Clinton or nothing?
Do it again. Oh. Hold it up. Do it again and use the term make love instead of what you said.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Let's see what happened.
Who says make love?
Well, I think many people.
I like to make a love.
Nobody says make love.
Well.
Are you going to say it?
He's saying this birthday wish.
It's a birthday
wish.
Try
to say it out loud. We're on a podcast, Jeff. You dumbass.
Do you want it to come true, Jason? Do you want this to come true or not?
It's not a birthday wish.
I just
heard Beavis and Butthead do a podcast. Dumbass.
Did you guys bang Thursday?
No.
Friday?
No.
Make love. No,
none.
You've done zero?
None.
Zero.
Weren't you with her Saturday and Sunday?
Yes.
When's the last? But you have recently.
No, they did. Up
while
front.
Back.
All wild.
While back.
All wild kingdom like.
I haven't.
Oh, that's right.
He threw her on the car?
Yeah.
Maybe she's got bruises. She's still recovering.
She's going to need a week or two.
Mm-hmm.
She's all bruised.
That's true. Girls, wouldn't you? That's true. Things swell. It's
The world. I nicknamed it the World Destroyer. It just ruins.
Oh my gosh!
Galaxies and
okay.
But can we talk about Sprinkle for a second? Did he really ask that girl on a second date and then took her to listen to his podcast?
Can I just say, I'm upset that I didn't do that first. Spangle had a second date with a girl and invited her to his house to listen to him record a podcast.
Watch it live.
Live. That's
like live
genius.
Recording.
Yeah. I've always wanted to just like after. making love. holds up stone and shakes it. After making love, take a like turn off the lights and be like, all right, listen to my podcast.
Just listen to it. Yeah.
And then like just laugh really hard at my jokes. And then if someone else makes a joke, like, yeah, it's not that funny. That wasn't that good.
Are you serious? The Jeff Vibber podcast right now, podcast 69, is all about doing it.
It is very sexual.
It's very not safe someone for work.
I edited out the part that Caitlin wanted edited out, but I left in the part saying, take that out, so it seemed like nothing happened. People got very upset. They were just like, why would you do that to her? I go, no. It doesn't matter. We're talking about a different podcast on another podcast.
JeffVibber.com.
We should be talking about these truth stones. That's what we need to be talking about. Okay. On Wednesday after my date, did I or did I not make love?
See, it's tough to do. That's a pretty good start.
Okay, it's going. The natural gyrations.
To and fro. Right?
I don't know.
Is my arm not to my side enough? Maybe what's my left arm doing?
It says you're supposed to be more. I think it's you're supposed to be more relaxed than you are.
I'm very rigid right now.
Yeah, I'm getting rigid myself. Just hearing you talk about all this.
Okay, now it's
sure.
Yeah, I.
It's over.
Okay,
true. This
stone.
Is like, how does the Ouija
true
board
stones,
work?
You're
though?
Wrong.
Because the Ouija board, that's I remember.
All, yeah. Ouija board is Parker Brothers to start.
I remember
people's hands are on the thing. And,
Ouija
it's moving
board.
To the sea.
Yeah, I don't know why. Why does it work? It kind of seems to work, though, doesn't it?
I don't mess with the Ouija board.
Really?
Yes. There's
an incident?
No, as a kid, like, my family was. I mean, it is. They sell it at Toys R Us. It's a toy. Right. It's not real. Right. People think it's real. It's not real. But I was always under the impression that it was.
There's a new movie coming out
of
Ouija.
The devil. So Ouija. We weren't allowed to.
So what? Why is it? Why isn't this stone from the devil?
Oh no! I was just of that opinion. No. Oh, I don't know. I think that when I removed my family's cult like. Opinions and religious beliefs, like basically cleaned myself and just was like, that's not you, that's sure. not what you believe. Like now I'm just curious about everything,
right?
Mm-hmm. I have a friend named Sarah who comes to my house, and she's a Jehovah's Witness, and she talks to me and she tells me stuff, and it's not necessarily anything I believe, but I feel like I should know. I don't know. I mean, sure. If I don't like it, I should know why I don't like it or why I don't believe in it.
Sure.
And she's the sweetest lady. She left for Florida. She always leaves for Florida. And she's like, I'll see you in the spring. And I was like, yeah, see you in the spring. Spring came and I didn't see Sarah. I kind of started to sweat a little bit. And she showed up later. She had fallen and broke her back. And she was down for the count. I was like, I was really starting to worry about you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then she came. She came back. She was actually just at my house last week. So I don't know. I just want to know. I don't know.
Know your enemy.
No.
It's a Rage Against the Machine song.
No. So I've got some stones and some stuff. And I think also the situation, Addie's epilepsy and not really getting any answers from Western medicine. Like, I'm always open to try anything. Mm-hmm. Somebody's like, stick this stone on her forehead. Yep. Let's see if that helps. I mean, I'll try anything.
Truth. We're all about to start turning against truth stones from the forges of hell.
Truth.
So we're
going
to start turning against each. It's like the Lord of the Rings. We're going to turn against each other.
I don't know anything about the Lord of the Rings. Harry Potter turned 36 yesterday.
Yeah,
a new book came out. Right?
Is it a new book?
I think it's a new book, isn't it?
36 is my favorite number, so I remember that.
Is 36 a male or a female?
I don't know. Is it? No.
Unisex. Well,
what about a
unisex.
Three? What's a three?
A three is a boy.
What's a six?
Girl. See?
LGBT.
Mm-hmm.
I went to my first, and I forget where it was, but I went to my first place that the bathroom that both of the signs. It's at Pattitude. It's we don't care.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
On both of them.
But they've always been that way.
Care. No, or, one of them had, no, one of them has a boy's picture on it.
When did
of them
you
has
go to Pattitude
picture.
Without me? That's more concerned with that.
That was the last time I saw it. That's when I saw it, when I went with you. You and Addie. We had breakfast.
It's also what made me use meatballs.
Yeah.
It's
yes, it is.
Both.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's true, too.
Before we go, right, Jeff wanted to, we do want to talk about one topical thing.
Uh-oh.
The dick pic today.
Draymond Green.
I haven't seen this yet. Should I look it up?
It's a hog.
Yes.
It's
yeah.
a hog?
Well, you know what? It is, but it isn't, you know?
It's so close up. It's so close yeah. up, you can't tell. If his finger was in the picture,
right.
it'd be easier to
right.
tell.
Draymond's
great
hog.
Point. Great point.
No, what's his last name?
Green.
But, yeah, just...
Draymond Green Hog.
Draymond Green's hog.
I love... Can I just say...
Can
this
you
is,
see it?
Yeah.
I just dropped the truth stone.
Oh, Jesus. All the energy just fell right out of it. Good
Did
job.
They already take it off the internet?
Oh, no, it's on there somewhere.
Draymond Green. Why did he take
a guy tweeted it to me, and I had to block him because I didn't want the big Draymond Green's big hog on my timeline. I didn't want people seeing that.
At one point this morning at work, I go, if you want to see Draymond Green's penis, come into my office right now. And everyone came in.
It's true.
What time was this?
See it.
8.
This is all splurged
yeah.
out. But
if you scroll
like.
Up,
yeah.
there's going to be a
here.
Link.
Here, wait a minute. Here, you'll be able to see it because I can see it when you turn it around like that. If you're
no, it's okay. It's
far
it's
enough away.
It's pixelated and she goes zero hold across the room.
Yeah, if it's far enough away, it looks
it's
normal,
okay.
even if it's pixelated.
No, I'll look at it. I'll find it.
Do you think it's legit?
I haven't.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely legit. Yeah.
Okay.
I just love how everyone's excuse now is hacked. I was hacked. No, you weren't. You
so
weren't
what is the age of person?
Is he on a plane?
Or how old
when
are they now? What generation, whatever, that you started taking pictures of your junk? Was it just because you have a camera easily accessible?
The second you got a camera phone, you're just like, yeah.
I
will never take a picture
really?
Of my...
Mm-mm.
Well, I think that's what we say, though, about this podcast. I think that's it's very generational.
Yeah.
This is my thing.
But even Jeff, you don't...
How many pictures of your thing have you taken?
Zero.
Yeah.
That's but I've taken a picture of myself out of the shower in a towel in the mirror.
Oh, okay.
When I was on the road.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah. And where is that picture?
Right here.
Okay, perfect.
Right next to the McDonald's picture.
All right. That's kind of
odd.
Yeah,
okay.
Have you ever taken a picture of your thing?
If
I know you haven't. I'm not asking
no,
you.
No, I've... Why? Where am I going to send it? What am I going to do with it? Look.
Hey, Aaliyah.
Just, hey, look what I got.
Yeah, I know.
I've seen it. Been right. been looking at it for years.
What's the name? No, what's the name of that?
Tired of it.
What's the name of the mashed potatoes? And Old Faithful.
Old Faithful.
Yeah,
Old Faithful. It's like Old Faithful.
But no, if you're gonna send a dick pic, if you put a black and white filter on it,
mm-hmm.
that's art. You can send it to whoever you want, and it's
okay.
fine.
All right.
That's the way around it. So have I sent a dick pic? No. Have I sent art to people?
Yes.
Yeah.
Lots of art.
Yes.
Lots of art.
Black and white, huh?
Black and white, yep.
Or sepia.
So, that's so
then
artsy.
Then it's Western.
Yes. It's like those old-timey Western photos you took with your family.
Who dug up this picture?
And then you put a cowboy hat on it and game over. A
little cowboy hat.
Oh, a little toy cowboy hat. A
little six shooter. Well, technically it is the six shooter. But...
Wow.
You know, today seems like August Fool's Day, doesn't it?
It does seem like August
Fool's
Day. And we apologize for this terrible podcast.
It was
terrible.
I'm joking.
I blame it myself.
Chick, do you want to hold the truth stone while
no,
you sign off?
No, not me.
Mm-mm.
Oh, here.
Take it.
I can't hold it. Wait a minute. Maybe if I put it down here.
Where we can't see it.
Next to your truth boner.
Jeff will tell me.
What are you asking?
I'm making a birthday wish.
Oh, my God. What? What is it they don't understand?
I don't know. I'll bring candles and a cupcake next time.
Ooh.
And then they'll try to spin that around.
Thank you, Jason. I think.
It's our 8th podcast, but the first big one.
Maybe that's what the pressure did. That's what the pressure did.
Speaking of big ones, Draymond.
That's Jason Hofsetz. That's Jess Hooker. That's Jeff Vivert. I'm Chick McGee. This has been The Chick McGee Show, a Podcast One production.
Good night, everybody!
There's nothing like the thrill of a last-second victory. That buzzer beater from 20 feet out. The game-winning field goal that just makes it as the clock ticks down. That great limited-time deal on a new 2017 Volkswagen at the Volkswagen Model Year-End Event. We need to make room for the 2018s, so this could be your last chance to get a great deal on select 2017 Volkswagen models. Visit your nearest Volkswagen dealer for a test drive today. But hurry, because the clock is ticking and we can't call time out.
Virginia buries its dead. I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is talking about President Trump's response to the violence in Charlottesville over the weekend at a white supremacist rally.
Those remarks are dividing people. We cannot be dividing people.
Governor McAuliffe told CBS this morning he knows two of the three people who were killed that day.
I have lost three great citizens yesterday, Heather Heyer's funeral. Tomorrow we will have to put to rest Trooper Burke Bates, who had been part of my executive protection detail. And then on Saturday, Lieutenant Jay Cullen, who'd been my pilot. This breaks your heart.
Heather Heyer died when a car rammed a group of protesters. The two Virginia state troopers were killed while monitoring the rally when their helicopter went down. Prison visitations are off at a state facility or all state facilities in Florida, where they say they have credible intelligence indicating some sort of security threat. There are no details available yet. I'm Rita Foley.